You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your 2 week spoilers Monday, March 18th through Friday, March 29th. Yep, we've got spoilers running all the way through the end of the month. We're going to dive right in. If you haven't, though, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. So on Monday, we have some stuff, of course, that started on Friday. John Black is very upset. He walked in on Marlena and Steve talking about Constantine's allegations fresh off of John. Hearing Constantine's allegations for himself, everybody's worried he killed this girl, Katerina. We have more information for this in the week of March 25th. Spoilers. We'll talk about those in a minute. Ava and Harris finally hit the sheets. I hope she's gentle with her honey. He's been shot a couple of times. EJ tells Stefan the escape plan is ready. Pack a bag. You are leaving Salem. EJ needs Stefan out of town because EJ now knows that Harris knows what Stefan has been doing, and Harris is very certain that EJ was complicit. Now, EJ wasn't doing the drug dealing with Stefan, but when you know that there's an ongoing crime like that, and especially when you're the DA of Salem, not a good look. He definitely could be in legal trouble, losing his job at a minimum, but could be arrested himself. So yeah, he needs Stefan gone so Stefan can't tell Harris, oh yeah, my brother knew. Sloan and Eric argue about the christening on Monday. That takes us to Tuesday the 19th. Xander's out on bail. Sarah welcomes him home with open arms and they make love. He should not be out on bail. The charges should be dropped. Harris, I think, is just kind of a crap hole for not making a phone call and telling Rafe, oh, by the way, Xander didn't shoot me. Johnny and Chanel spend the night at the Salem Inn consummating their new marriage. They have some wild, fun sheet action. Abe tells Roman that he got a miracle. He got his memory back. Paulina's life is saved, and it was all thanks to his dead wife, Lexi Carver. At the same time, Roman and Abe are talking. Kate and Paulina are talking, and they are both bonding over miraculous comebacks from the brink of death. Kate definitely has some experience with this. Ava is furious when Stefan comes by and Harris tells her that, oh yeah, your pal there shot me and tried to kill me and then tried to kill me again in the hospital. And then Stefan decides to tell Harris that he boinked Ava. Spoiler alert, Harris does forgive her. So that's nice. Wednesday, March 20th, Xander and Sarah are definitely enjoying their alone time, you know, making love all over the apartment. But they are missing Victoria. Looks like Victoria might be over with Grandma Maggie, so I'm sure they're going to go get her. Constantine corners Teresa Donovan and reminds her, you know, we're supposed to be busy gold digging, me with Maggie and you with Alex. And I'm sure Teresa's going to have to tell him she broke things off with Alex. And I'm sure Constantine is going to tell her, find a way to get back with him or else. We'll see how it goes. EJ is looking for Stefan on Wednesday because he wants him out of town, but Stefan is now changing his mind and making other plans. Johnny tells Chanel it's time to head out on their honeymoon. And Eric suspects that Holly knows more than she's saying about this whole situation with Tate Black. Thursday, March 21st, we've got Steve and Johnny surprising Paulina and Abe with a little celebration. So their anniversary isn't until June. If I recall, they got married on Juneteenth. So I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just a, hey, you're alive and you can remember things celebration. That'd be nice. Leo Stark is lurking around Horton Town Square on Thursday looking for some juicy gossip for Lady Whistleblower. And guess what? He finds something good. Stefan completely stuns his other brother, Chad, when he shows up drunk, sloppy. He's very scared. He's very upset. He's worried about Gabby. He's worried about himself. He's worried about what Harris is going to do. He's worried about what EJ is going to do. Poor Stefan. Maybe Chad will convince him, if nothing else, that he should shave that terrible mustache. I don't like it at all. And I don't like Eric without the beard. Somebody was, they're like my spirit animal on Twitter. I saw somebody else talking about their facial hair. I like Eric with the scruff. My dad shaved his beard off when I was 10 and I didn't talk to him for a week. So yeah, that just could be me. I'm a facial hair person. I like facial hair, not on me, just on the men in my life. Also on Thursday, Jada tells Harris, cut that Ava woman out of your life before it ruins your career. And that takes us to Friday, March 22nd. John tells Marlena he's going to apologize to Constantine and turn himself in. And I thought the same thing, and somebody said here in the comments. So good for you for catching that. Why the heck would a murder in Greece be under the jurisdiction of the Salem police? I mean, it is Days of Our Lives, though. So we'll see. Stefan goes ahead and turns himself into the police by the deadline that Harris gave him. And EJ is shocked and he should be pooping his pants because Stefan is trying to cut a deal and maybe he's going to roll EJ into that. A lot of people hate EJ. They hate Clyde, but they also hate EJ. So EJ definitely might want to think about packing his own bag. We will see. Harris warns Ava that Stefan's deal with the police might not work out the way he wants. And Nicole talks to Sloan about the christening and Sloan doesn't want her there, and I wonder if Eric's going to walk in on this conversation and lose it just because of some of the other spoilers we have. That takes us to the week of March 25th through the 29th. It is time for baby Jude's christening, and when the big day comes, it will be recast Natasha Hall playing those scenes, not Jessica Cerfati. She ended up with a total of 3 episodes, and it looks like the christening is part of it, so I'm not sure what was going on with Jessica Cerfati and why she couldn't be there for those scenes. Somebody is in the spotlight for scandalous reasons the week of the 25th, so it sounds like Leo definitely got some lady whistleblower dirt. I wonder if he's raking Sloan over the coals. I kind of don't think so. I wonder if Teresa is somehow using him to up her gold digger game. Whoever he was talking to, it looked like a woman and she had blonde hair. I don't think Marlena would be talking to him, which leaves basically Teresa and her wig or Nicole and her blonde. So we'll see how it goes. Another spoiler says some history that's been told might not be as accurate as it seems. That's got to be about John's past as the pawn. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. I mean, it seems like Constantine is really grieving Katerina and really thinks John killed his daughter, but he could just be a top-notch liar and actor. But he really does seem aggrieved and convinced, and he's repeating the same story. We'll see. I also have seen some people asking about whether Judith Chapman's return to Days of Our Lives relates to this. Well, if her return does tie into the pawn storyline, that means this plot is going to be dragging like a snail on Prozac. Judith was on set on December 9th and confirmed that on social media. They shoot 6 months ahead. That means her appearances will air sometime around June. If they rush it out, maybe May sweeps, but that seems precipitous. I really kind of dread the notion that we're going to be seeing pawn stuff for 3 more months. I mean, I'll watch and I hope it's good, but that is a long, long, long storyline. And that leads me to this next 2-week spoiler. Somebody's solving one mystery, it says, could lead to another. That could be about another plot, but given the Diana casting news, maybe this is more about the pawn because it's clearly going to drag. And hopefully, since Xander is home the week of the 18th and was unjustly accused, I'm hoping that poor Tate will be home the week of the 25th. Holly has been giving him the shaft ever since she woke up. I have zero empathy, zero sympathy for her at this point. She knows she's the one keeping Tate in jail. She wants to blame EJ, but at this point, the only person keeping Tate behind bars is Holly Jonas. She needs to tell the truth. She needs to tell it the week of the 25th at the latest. I'd like to see her do it before, but definitely by then. Tate does not deserve what is happening to him. Poor kid. Jamie Martin Mann is a good little actor. I saw him on some was it a Disney show, some kind of country music show, something like that. He's just a good little actor. I am really, really enjoying him. Those are all of the 2 week spoilers that I have. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see. And be sure and come back soon because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.